relax, put your feet up, unless, of course, you're driving, and enjoy Holder Tonight with Peter Anthony Holder on CJAD 800 in Montreal and News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto.
Peter Anthony Holder here with you on CJAD and CFRB. And joining us right now on the program is Bob Beck, who is the author of Winning in the Fifth Quarter. And it's basically lessons from football that you can apply to a successful life. Hello, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Peter. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks for being on the program with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, usually the fifth quarter, the game's over.
Actually, that's just when the game begins.
Ah, okay.
Just about every football coach in the U.S. anyway, I'm sure it's the same in Canada, they stress to their players the fourth quarter is the most important quarter in football. And you'll even see some players hold four fingers up, you know, showing that that's really the most important part of the game. And really what this book is about and what I talk about is the only quarter that matters in football is the fifth quarter, when the game ends and life begins.
Ah, okay. Now it makes really perfect sense.
It's really, you know, taking those life lessons that football, really any sport, teaches us, but how can we transition what we've learned into our lives? And football, for sure, ends for all players when they're pretty young, so they've got a lot of life ahead of them. And it's really how they use those lessons that they've learned on the field is going to determine their success in life.
Okay, well, since we're using football analogies here, I mean, there are some people who have the kind of seasons that the New England Patriots had last year.
Right.
There are also some people who have the kinds of seasons that the Miami Dolphins had last year.
Right.
How do you avoid a Miami Dolphins season?
Well, I'd probably say a little more practice and a little more strategy. a little more discipline. I could keep going. But really the point is, when I talk to football teams, where I talk to youth groups, and let's say the team didn't win a game, the first thing I would say is congratulations on a great season. And, of course, they would look at me like a deer in headlights. But really the truth is, all of these players have set the foundation for success. Because this book's really about the principles of success. In football, all sports teach these principles, but football just happens to cover every single one of them that we all face in life.
Now, I will go back to the New England Patriots.
Okay.
Because they had an almost perfect season.
They did.
They won every regular season game and every playoff game except one. So
Right. What
is the lesson to be learned from that? Because that's as close to perfection as you can get.
Well, we could certainly, I'm sure I could get on any sports radio show and we could debate why the New England Patriots didn't win that last game, why they didn't have the perfect season. But I would probably say it's pretty easy when you get used to winning all the time. And think about this in life, it's pretty easy to get complacent. You know, why should we change anything? Everything seems to be working. And guess what? As soon as you have that attitude, whether it's on the football field or in your life, somebody's right behind you, ready to take your job or, in this case, beat you in a game.
And the other thing is, I guess, even if everything's going well and you've planned as well as you can, never underestimate your opponent if you have one.
Well, that's exactly right. Again, whether it's football or in life, I used to watch those commercials. I used to love that. I don't know if you've seen them before, but Terry Tate, the Office linebacker.
Yep.
You know, anytime you make a mistake, anytime you get complacent, anytime you're late, here comes Terry down the hall to blindside you.
Mm-hmm.
What if it was really like that in life? It is like that in the football field. But if it was like that in life, well, I think everybody would take a little different perspective to everything they're doing.
So who exactly did you write the book for, the book being Winning in the Fifth Quarter?
Well, I wrote it, actually. There's a long story here. I'll make it short.
Oh, we have time.
I always use football for the life lessons that I could teach my son. He started playing football when he was 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was a junior in high school, he came to me and said, "Dad, you know, I'd like to get a Division I football scholarship." And he dedicated himself like I've never seen anybody dedicate themselves to anything. And I didn't want that final life lesson to be, even though we all know it happens, you dedicate yourself, you give 100%, you make the commitment, you make the sacrifice, and sometimes it just doesn't happen. So I wanted to make sure that he understood the game, what the game was really about. Also, Coach Ken Hatfield told me that the NFL did a study of 1,000 players that had left the league 4 years, had been out of the league for 4 years. And what they came back with, 87%, get that number, 87% were either bankrupt, divorced, or having trouble with drugs and alcohol. So, boy, these guys, imagine what it takes to get the pinnacle of that sport. So they didn't really understand the secret of football. So it's written for the players, the coaches, kids, and for sure parents of kids, because we got to stress the right things. You have to stress the right things, because not every player is going to be the next Heisman Trophy winner or the next NFL MVP. But they all will play in the game of life at some point. So if we stress the right things, it'll really, really help everybody involved.
I think there might be another reason, though, for that number being so high, as you described. And that is, I've come into contact with people who've gone through the professional sports world. And from the time they have discovered that they had a talent to perhaps play the game, whatever game it might be, better than most people, and could perhaps turn pro, their lives, have been guided by coaches and the like.
Well, that's exactly right.
Which is something that you don't have once the game is over.
You don't have that.
I've met people who were amazing athletes and amazing people as well, but really couldn't function without having a coach in their life. Oh, someone who would almost tell them what they needed to do or where they needed to be.
That's exactly right, and that's what this book is, the first book to connect the dots to help them. There's no more cheering crowds. There's no more coaches telling you when to get up, when to eat, what you can eat, how to eat. Your schedule's not laid out for you. But all of these guys, even if you just played in high school, you've grasped, you've understood, it's been inbred in you the attributes that it takes to be successful. So once they understand how to leverage those lessons, you don't need a coach. You don't need a cheering crowd. You have that. You have those, what I call in the book, I call it the confidence reserve compartment, that we can continue. It's endless how many things that we can put in there. So they can pull from all those football experiences and then make it as go as far as they want in their life after football.
You were trying to make sure that these were lessons that your son had picked up initially. When did you decide that this was something that you could share with others, with everyone?
Well, as I started, you know, with my son, obviously, you know, Coach Hatfield gave me the statistics. I also interviewed a young man who had played for the Denver Broncos for 3 years. And I really didn't understand until I interviewed him just how professional football works. And that is, you know, I thought that once you had a contract, you were pretty good for the year. But, you know, it doesn't work that way at all.
Yeah.
It's a game-by-game contract. So he had played for 3.5 years for the Broncos. And I guess every Tuesday is the player's day off. So first thing players have to do on Wednesday is make sure they're still on the roster, because every Tuesday the coaches bring other players in and try them out for their position. Again, just think if that worked, if that's how real life worked, and in a lot of ways it does.
Yeah, I was about to say yes, in a lot of ways it does, yeah.
And so he came in one day, found out he wasn't on the roster. He had no job. He had no prospects. He didn't have a resume. And football was over just that abruptly for him. And he had no clue. He was lost. He was lost on what to do. And so, you know, that's when I figured out that this would be this could be so life-changing for so many people. And you've also perhaps watched the cable show that's been popular for the last few years, Inside the Dallas Cowboys or Inside the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm familiar with the show. I haven't seen it, but I'm familiar with the show, yes.
It's the first time that, you know, the audience has had unprecedented access into the NFL football summer camps. And it's so grueling. These guys, you know, they are so close to the top of the mountain. They're the pinnacle of their sport. And what happens when they don't make it? The coach, you know, knocks on the door, bring your playbook, and he says, you know, thanks for your effort, but I don't think it's going to work out. And these guys have all been playing football since they were 6, 7, 8, 9, and it's over just that fast. But in my mind, how nice would it be to say, hey, the game's not over for you. It's really just starting, because now you have an exciting life in front of you. And here's a book in this example that will help you and just show you and celebrate what you've accomplished this far in your life. It's just turning a new chapter.
We are talking here on CJAD and CFRB with Bob Beck. He's the author of Winning in the Fifth Quarter. And by the way, you can check out the website, which is Winning. Q5.com. You can go to my website, peteranthonyholder.com. Click on the What's On page. You'll find links to Bob's website. You'll also find links directly to Amazon.com and Amazon.ca, where you can order the book directly. We'll take a quick break, and we'll continue talking with Bob. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJAD 800, and News Talk 1010, CFRB Toronto.
Canada's favorite overnight talk show continues with Peter Anthony Holder on CJAD 800 in Montreal and News Talk 1010 CFRB in Toronto.
And we are talking with Bob Beck, who's the author of Winning in the Fifth Quarter, here on CJAD and CFRB. Obvious question, do you have to know football to understand this book?
No, not at all. Football is just kind of a microcosm for life, and you're looking for a book for football strategy and statistics, and this is not the book for you. This is really a book about the attributes of success. And I was so touched when a mother wrote me and said, thank you so much for writing this book, because now I can relate to my son the same way my husband does. So it's really for anybody that's interested in making some changes in their life, getting the most out of their life, you know, really understanding how to make positive changes so they can reach their full potential. That's what it's really all about.
You also go around, you speak to a lot of groups, you talk to a lot of people about these type of things. Who are the people you talk to?
Oh, I talk to businesses. I've been fortunate enough to talk in 10 countries to various groups, sports groups, football teams, sales teams, corporations, anybody that's interested in succeeding and getting a little different result than they might be realizing, I talk to them and try to help them as much as I can.
You mentioned in the beginning your son. What is his status now?
Well, she got to read the book for that. He had an unbelievable college career and exceeded so many goals, and there's lots and lots of stories about his career and accomplishments and attitude that kind of make the points that I'm making about these attributes of success. But he's got a great story that's really worth reading for any player or any parent of a player.
And what about your story? Because I understand you've had your ups and downs as well.
Well, it's interesting because if you would have asked me from the age of about 7 years old to probably 17 what I was going to do when I grew up, and I would have told you without hesitation I was going to be a professional football player. I was captain of my high school football team, led the state of Ohio in solo tackles my senior year. And guess what I found out when I went to college?
What?
Everybody was captain of their football team. And everybody had some big record to boast about. So I figured out I was a little undersized and a little slow, so that those aren't a good combination.
Right.
And I thought, well, you know, if I take all the lessons I've learned from football and all the time I'm spending and apply it to my schoolwork and pursuing a career, I'd probably be much better off. So that's exactly what I did. And my part of my early reward was, as soon as I got out of school, I was so poor, I was on welfare from the state of Ohio. So you can't start much lower than that.
Hmm.
And really, I was so poor, this is how poor I was. I had to, for a job interview, I had to go by Goodwill, which a Goodwill store is used clothes.
Right.
And I paid $2 for a blue blazer so I could go to a job interview.
Hmm.
That's pretty poor.
So how did you get through college? Was you on a scholarship or?
I was on a scholarship football, and then when I stopped playing football, I was on financial aid.
Hmm.
And I also worked 40 hours a week while I put myself through school. But, you know, with the books and all the other expenses, it just, you know, just ate me up. I just didn't have enough money. So by applying the principles of football, which, you know, this book, Winning in the Fifth Quarter, is all about, that's how I was able to take three companies public, start, you know, three companies and speak around the world.
Sadly, with all the things you went through early and the letdown of not having a football career, a lot of people would have given up, which is unfortunate. Why do you think you didn't?
Oh, I had a burning desire to succeed. It's simple as that. And some of the things that I faced in the job world were nothing compared to some of the things I face in the football field. You know, again, you know, you start practice at 7 o'clock and you end at 10:30 at night in college. That's a typical college football day. Geez, if you work that hard in your job and your career, just think how successful everybody would be.
Mm.
Of course, you have to have a life balance of family and career and leisure time. But again, just that work ethic or the fear of asking your boss for a job or taking a risk, that's nothing compared to having, you know, three 300-pound guys looking to, you know, knock you into the stands. So it's that competitive nature as well. And you have to be a competitor to succeed in business or in life. And, of course, I learned all that through playing football. And I guess really trying to be a person of value to the companies that I worked for and still really trying to serve people. You know, Albert Einstein, said, don't try to become a man of success, but a man of value. And it's amazing when you implement that and accept those words, how easy success comes after that.
We are talking with Bob Beck, the author of Winning in the Fifth Quarter, here on CJAD and CFRB. You not only wrote the book, Winning in the Fifth Quarter, you also started your own publishing company, correct?
I did, just recently. I've written a couple books, and each one is just a little bit more painful of a process. This Winning in the Fifth Quarter was particularly discouraging because I actually met a friend who is a publisher of a magazine, and I did some things for him. And again, this is how it works. He said, if there's anything I can do for you, just let me know. I said, well, I have this manuscript here. He goes, well, send it to me. Let me read it. So he did. He sent it to a literary agency, a big literary agency in New York. And they read it, called me, and signed me up just like that. And it doesn't work that way.
I was about to say, you know, there are people who are listening to you right now who hate you.
Yeah. It just, like, I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is the divine intervention here. This is meant to be. My life's dream to help people in this way is going to come true. And so this person shopped the book for a couple years. And, you know, when you write a book, you have it's a risk. It's, you know, one of the principles of success. I'm taking a risk. I don't know if it's any good or if people agree with me. So he shopped it around and said, you know, it doesn't look like it's going to go. So I took the rejection. I put the manuscript on the shelf and said, okay, well, wasn't meant to be. And it stayed there for a couple years. So one day I pulled it out and started reading it and said, man, there's good stuff in here. So just like everything else in my life, I had to take control. I called some publishers, and within a month, a publisher signed me and was really excited about publishing it. Now, of course, it goes downhill from there with the experience of the editing and how they don't market it and all the other nightmares that I've had through this journey. And so, just like so many other things, instead of complaining about it, I decided to do something about it and started a publishing company called Roberts & Ross Publishing to really help authors so they don't experience this. People have dreams of writing a book and getting their story out, and it should be a pleasurable experience and really help the authors that are trying to help other people. So that's again another company we've started, and we're having great success with it.
Again, the book is called Winning in the Fifth Quarter. And I should mention the subtitle, Applying the Secrets of Football to Your Life Strategy Playbook. And that's not all you're doing. You've also produced self-development CDs and other things as well, correct? Correct?
Yes. And actually, with the book, there's I've developed a 140-page self-help workbook. I call it a playbook that you get for free. It kind of follows the book and helps people kind of ask themselves some hard questions about where they're at in their lives and where they'd like to be in their lives and what's preventing them from chasing their grandiose dream, and really helping them to see ways that they could maybe make changes and apply their special skills and knowledge to really get out of life what they'd like to.
The book, again, is called Winning in the Fifth Quarter, Applying the Secrets of Football to Your Life Strategy Playbook. You can check out Bob's website, which is www.winningq5.com. That's www.winningq5.com. You could also go to my website, peteranthonyholder.com. Click on the What's On page for tonight's date. You'll find links to Bob's website. You'll also find links to Amazon.com and Amazon.ca, where you can order the book directly. And I also would assume, since you travel regularly to speak, that people can go to your website, too, if they have a company and they want to hire you. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. Sure. I'd love to address. I love addressing groups. I love helping people. I love giving them the stories and perspective. It's a really great time, and lots of benefits come from it.
Excellent. Again, the book is called Winning in the Fifth Quarter, Applying the Secrets of Football to Your Life Strategy Playbook, written by Bob Beck. Bob, I thank you very, very much for taking the time to be on the program with us this morning.
Peter, I appreciate it, and hope to talk to you again real soon.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. News is next here on CJD and CFRB. On the other side, meet Marie Perry and Megan Perry. They are the folks behind exboyfriendjewelry.com. We had them on the program back in May. Well, they've got another website to go along with it. This one is stuffthatsleftbehind.com. We'll touch base with them in just a matter of minutes after the news. This is Montreal's News Talk leader, CJD 800 and News Talk 1010, CFRB Toronto.